welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that formed and transformed them. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week we are going to hear from keyboardist Damar Gale from the Jamaican band Raging Fire. But before we get started, I want to let you know that we have some really cool episodes coming up. We have the German duo Milky Chance next week, and then later in the month, Portugal the Man will be featured. Like, they're really good episodes, and you definitely do not want to miss them. So, if you haven't already, you should go straight to wherever you get your podcasts, like iTunes or Stitcher, and subscribe to This Song so you can get those episodes delivered as soon as possible. And while you're there, we'd love a rating or review. Okay, cool. Let's get on to Damar. He plays keyboards for the Jamaican reggae band Raging Fire, and they have been releasing music since 2011's Judgment Day. They've become known for playing reggae music that's rooted in both tradition and positivity, and they've had a ton of success with their latest album, 2016's Everlasting. It was nominated for a Grammy, it took them all over the world, and it even brought them to our fair city of Austin, Texas, for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. I spoke to Damar backstage, and he told me about a song that's almost like synonymous with Jamaica, but that he had to travel to a different continent to actually hear.
Many songs have impacted me in different times of life, but the song which really gave me a wider perspective on how to look at life was this song called One Love by Bob Marley.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel alright.
I know it seems cliche, but we hear the words one love all the time, but we haven't really like focused on what it's really saying, you know, it's love without like condition, basically. And that's what Bob Marley was trying to teach us throughout that song, and it has impacted my life. I've seen people different, you know, learn to accept people for who they are, you know, their differences and everything, you know.
Well, I mean, you grew up in Jamaica, so I can only imagine that that's a song that you grew up listening to.
No, that's it.
What?
That's the thing. Yeah, it's not like we hear it all the time. So, being in Jamaica, based on what the radio stations play so many times, we don't really hear much reggae songs or even Bob Marley as much. Maybe special occasions. So,
Wait, what do you hear?
In this time, it's mostly dancehall music that plays in Jamaica, you know?
XOXO, my love is very special. If you want it, you can have it. But don't take me for granted. So much, so much, so much things I did not say. I'm from Portmore, that's in JA. We can do it on that beach there.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Broke it, set it, broke it, set it, broke it, set it, broke it, set it.
So hot, somehow you got extra.
The term dancehall starts from what you'd call a venue. It's a place where people used to go for parties. That's where the music used to play. But because of the lifestyle that built up from being in that venue, a genre was called dancehall from that. So it's like a DJ chatting over a mic, basically, like what we call rap in America.
When you look back at you, I mean that doggy style, puppy whisper. So hot it give the fire fever. If you can't rock it off, hasta la vista.
So dancehall is more of a party, or it speaks about cultural affairs and, you know, social affairs that's going on in Jamaica. But reggae now, I would say it's a voice of the people. That's the music which, you know, the greats like Bob Marley, Burning Spear, Culture, to name a few, that they use that music to transform people's lives, to motivate people, as well as make people aware of what's happening in Jamaica.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
So you're mostly listening to dancehall music, or you mostly were hearing it. So when did you first hear One Love?
I don't remember when I first heard it, but I remember when it first impacted me around 2006. Yes, that was when my whole life was changing around that time, you know. I just started traveling. I started going to Europe as a musician, and I started hearing so much music that was coming from Jamaica that I've never heard in Jamaica. And that was embarrassing, as well as I felt good though that the music still can, you know, impact other countries. I felt proud for that aspect. But when I heard One Love around 2006 being in Germany, I was like, I was encountering a lot of things, racism and stuff, and then that song starts to resonate with me, because some people don't understand why they are even racist, you know. It can be based on what we're taught, you know, through the media.
Was Germany the first time that you'd experienced racism?
You know, maybe I could tell you what the experience.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, first of all, in 2006, how old were you?
2006, I was 20. I'm
20. Sorry. Yeah, 20. Yeah. So you're a musician, you're traveling, you go to Germany. Yeah. And
being there, I was in Berlin, and I like to travel around, even by myself. But this time I had a company, I had a friend there with me. And this guy, like the definition of a Nazi, skinhead, everything, he was like, "You nigger, get out of here," you know? And I didn't understand why, because he was speaking in German. So my friend translated it for me and said, he was saying, let's just go. Don't argue with him. Let's just get out of here. He broke a bottle and wanted to hurt me.
What?
He didn't know anything about me just because of my, you know.
Just because of the color of your skin.
Yeah, but as I said, it's just ignorance at times. Some people don't understand that people are different. And that difference is what makes us unique.
So you had this experience with this skinhead, and then is that kind of what woke you up to the lyrics of that Bob Marley song?
I started reading up on, you know, what's impacting racism. So I started reading about Marcus Garvey, you know, and started listening to Burning Spear, started thinking in depth about, you know, what these messengers are saying, you know, Bob Marley. And so that song now, One Love, was that reference now, which I use it to guide my life and how I see people. I never really paid attention to the lyric content of it. Let's get together and feel all right. Imagine, it sounds easy, you know. But when you think about it, it's not as easy, because people are going to hurt you in life.
Yeah.
And now you have to choose how you're going to move on. You're going to move on in a malicious way, or you're going to put your differences aside and, you know, just accept people for who they are and know that people are different for a reason.
One love. What about a one?
That message, I feel like, is especially vital in this moment right now in the world. I mean, maybe even more so than it was in 2006, because it seems like the divisions are becoming deeper and more.
Well, it's getting better for me, I can say that.
Yeah?
I'm practicing it. Things are better, you know?
Yeah.
My outlook on the world, because sometimes it's not what you're being taught, is the life you live which changes your world. So instead of, you know, you can be your example. So start with the man in the mirror, basically. Start to live a life of love, and then you'll see everything change around you.
Who you gonna call when things ain't working out?
Is Everlasting from Raging Fire's 2016 album of the same name. And I don't know about you, but I needed that episode, like, right now. Like, I needed to hear Damar's positivity, because these days it's, like, hard to stay in the light, to treat everyone as if we are one. So I'm going to keep that with me, and hopefully it will help me navigate this new year. If you want another dose of positivity this year, then you are in luck, because Raging Fire is touring North America as we speak. In fact, they are coming to Austin to 310 at ACL Live on February 24th. If you want to see if they're coming to your town, you can check out the show notes page for this episode at KUTX.org. KUTX is the radio station where we make this podcast. Raging Fire also did a pop-up session for KUTX backstage at Austin City Limits Music Festival, and I'll post a link to that video on the show notes page. And that's it. You've come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by Art Levy and me, Elizabeth McQueen. Jake Perlman recorded this interview. Kelly Seal is our excellent intern. Aaron Waltz is our social media intern. And thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And it is true, our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.